opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It looked worse last night when you see what the Vikings got for Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I wanted to throw up.
I don't think there's anyone in the world who thinks Stephon Diggs is a better player than DeAndre Hopkins. So is there anyone who they would say, okay, if they'd asked the Bills, hey, this is what we want for Hopkins, would the Bills have said, no, we'd rather give that up for Diggs?
No.
I don't think so either. So that makes me think that, again, in a panic, rushed move, Bill O'Brien just jumped out and did something. 2 weeks ago, we're saying what you were saying 2 weeks ago. Everyone's panicking. This isn't that big of a deal. There are some people who still think this isn't a big deal. I fully believe this. Once rich people start giving up the opportunity to make money, once it starts costing them money, that lets you know it's real. Major League Baseball, NBA, these are billionaires who run billion-dollar organizations who are just like, okay, we'll stop making money for a while. You don't get billionaires to do that over nonsense.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. Miss the first 2 hours? Very O'Brien-y and very coronavirus-y, pretty much. And all available on podcastarena.com. And you know, hopefully we'll just be able to keep doing shows here for you. And I mentioned earlier, I want to do Shoot Your Shot Week. Can I shoot my shot here?
Okay. I'm not going to have sex with you.
No, I was going to wait till you were drunk.
How much money you give
me. No. I'm going to appeal to Janice McNair, not Cal.
Okay.
Because Janice is actually a very smart lady. She still owns a team. I know Cal's kind of running it. So here's my shot. You don't even have to tell anybody, and I won't even mention it on air. Just hire me as a consultant to come on, and before they can do anything, all they have to do is bounce it off me. That's it. I mean, I will expect a very substantial fee, but I'm going to save you a lot of grief.
You're just doing this for the city, right?
And I'm not going to be bullied by Bill O'Brien and his tiny little butt chin. I'm just going to tell him, nope, that doesn't fly. I mean, sorry. How about you call, if you really want to trade this guy, how about you call some other teams? Let's see if we can't do a little better than this. And if you can't, then guess what? Get along. And I'm, you know what? I'm pretty good at that, getting people in a room together and saying, hey, we're going to work out your problems. So that's my shot that I'm taking. And you guys feel free to take yours. Somebody says, I want to take my shot of co-hosting the Blitz with you guys. Hey, man, really appreciate the fact that you're reaching out.
We're social distancing hard right now.
Yeah, that's, you know, sorry. But hey, good shot. That's a good one to take. That's what we're going for here.
Boy, what's going to end up being the more ridiculous gun jump? The 49ers giving Jimmy Garoppolo $25 million, $27 million per year after he played 17 games? Or Ted Bridgewater getting $21 million after going 5-0 last year?
It's actually a lot less than what I thought Teddy was going to get.
3 years, $21
million? Yeah. I mean,
honestly,
that's actually for a starting quarterback.
I didn't think Teddy Bridgewater would be a starting quarterback, honestly.
Well, but somebody was going to pay him like a starting quarterback. There was talk he was going to get $30 million a year.
That's apparently what Brady's going to get.
Yeah, which is, you know, probably about right.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean,
boy, again, you're paying for name brand right there.
But you look at what Garoppolo and Kirk Cousins and those guys are getting, and, you know, I mean, yeah, I think he's eroded a little bit, but I mean, if you're the Bucks and you want the guy, that's the price. I don't think it's that out of line. I mean, I wouldn't pay
Teddy Bridgewater started six games in the last three seasons combined.
Well, but that's, I mean, look at what they paid Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. That's the backup quarterback syndrome, right?
It's just ridiculous. I can't picture it. I can't picture a thing. And you know what? I'm this sure. I don't understand it. Because, I mean, let's face it. Teddy Bridgewater looked like in 2015, before he got hurt, he looked like he was going to be a pretty decent quarterback. I don't know if he was like a lock superstar.
Well, I had said all along that third year was going to be his breakout year, and that's when he snapped.
Yeah.
So we'll never know what he would have been. He's never going to be that now.
I was wrong. He started 6 games in the last 4 years combined, not 3 years, 4 years.
He's pretty good for a guy with one leg, though.
I guess. But, yeah, I was starting to see, like, okay, this guy can play. He's solid. But I just think I needed more than a 5-game sample size this year to say, you know what, he's my starting quarterback.
Well, more often than not, that's where people make that mistake, is with backup quarterbacks and Brock Osweiler and guys like that. And, yeah, I don't think, I mean, for if you think he's a starter, that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good value. I just don't know. I don't know that, you know, and in his sample size, he had a lot of weapons around him, too. You going to have that many? Well, I mean, you got McCaffrey, and he's got some weapons around him. So, yeah. But, I mean, that's, if you get a good starting quarterback for $21 million, aren't you happy?
Yes,
but you also have to gamble a little bit on all these guys.
It's definitely a gamble.
Yeah, it is a gamble. I don't know that it's going to work out, but if it doesn't and you suck, then you go get Trevor Lawrence. And I'm pretty sure you can whack him next year and it won't cost you much. 713-780-ESPN. See the Schefter tweet? I mean, it's totally irrelevant, but Tom Brady has 5 times as many playoff wins, 6 times as many Super Bowl wins, and 7 times as many 30-touchdown seasons as all the Buccaneers quarterbacks in the team's history.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of those tweets that makes you say, wow. It also tells you how bad the Bucs have been a quarterback for an awful long time. So, I thought we were supposed to be nice to each other. I would be nice to O'Brien. I would be nice. More importantly, I'd be nice to Texans fans.
Yep. Comparing, oh, man. Yeah, I just can't do it. Comparing the $21 million that Teddy Bridgewater will make the next 3 years.
Yeah.
These are the other guys in that range. Aaron Rodgers, 21.6.
See, I thought his deal was for more than that.
Derek Carr, 21.5. Matt Stafford, 21.3.
Okay, I'm guessing those guys got more money front-loaded, though. Because Aaron Rodgers was over $30 million for one season at one point.
Maybe
I think the average is. I think he probably got paid more up front.
Well, this is what they're
getting this year?
What they'll get in 2020.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, you have to kind of put it in context, though, because I'm pretty sure that it's one of those where Rodgers got a lot more up front.
Cam Newton's 21.1.
Why don't you just keep him?
Who do you think's a better player, Cam Newton or Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, obviously there's the caveat if Cam Newton's healthy.
Wouldn't you have the same caveat over the guy who's played 6 games in 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, but part of that is he's backing up Drew Brees for most of that.
Okay.
You're not going to get on the field a lot because Brees doesn't get hurt much.
Hard to get hurt when you're not on the field.
True.
When he's been on the field, he's gotten hurt. And Kirk Cousins, $21 million. Hell, Carson Wentz will make 18.6 next year. So Teddy Bridgewater will make more than Carson Wentz.
That feels like a bargain at this point for Carson Wentz. So, but I mean, that's, you know, that's going rate for starting quarterback. What is Andy Dalton scheduled to make?
I think right around there. I'm going to pull it back.
Yeah, I mean, because to me, that would be the comp for Teddy Bridgewater.
17.7.
All right. So you're paying him a little more than you would Andy Dalton. So, Shot, I just want to watch the process. I work at a plant, so something else would be cool. We might could do something like that. I mean, it's easier. We can't do it right now, but it's easier to come out to a bar and watch us do the show. You see how the process works. It's not really that much different other than Aaron sitting behind a glass where he's corona-free. And, you know, we have better microphones here than we do on the road. That's about it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. KK says, hey, guys, I wanted to share this. Only 2 days into the week, it's already a nightmare. My wife's a nurse in a hospital treating COVID patients. Ugh. She has to be on home quarantine when she's not at work and completely separate from all family. Boy, that sucks. Checking into a temporary apartment tonight. Lots of people out there in a similar situation. Tuning into you guys every day is an incredible breath of fresh air. Appreciate you guys continuing to do the show. This is what will keep people going. And from KK, that's the thing. I've been hearing a lot of stories about things, especially because, you know, the medical community is so much a part of Houston, especially. But there's going to be a lot of situations like this. And, man, I feel for so many people out there. I really do. And, you know, whatever we can do on our end to just make it fun and hopefully, you know, keep you guys entertained and take your mind off this crap and then keep you informed when stuff happens. And that's the hope. And I hope we're here and we're able to do that. And we can keep doing that until they tell us that we're non-essential people. I hope that when they make that decision, that they decide that radio people are essential.
Yeah,
because we do give people updates on what's going on, and it is nice. But yeah, I was having that discussion with the wife last night. Like, oh, you're not essential. You're not important. Like, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, great accountant. All right, guys. Hey, you don't have basketball to bet on, but guess what? You can bet on live horse racing with BetUSRacing.com. And this is the only place in Texas where you can get on and bet on horse racing because Sam Houston's running. They ran today. They're running tomorrow. Picks are up on Sports Map. And if you want to bet them, the only place you can go, BetUSRacing.com. And I love BetUS Racing. You can bet on the horses from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can bet on your phone. And if you want to, you can get in and play blackjack, roulette, over 200 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. And what I love about it is you get a nice bonus on all your bets. So I get a good percentage back on every bet that I make there. And if you want to get into some other stuff, you want to bet on the presidential race, you want to bet on the Democratic primaries, BetUSRacing.com. And how about this? A $500 welcome bonus exclusively for the Blitz listeners. Just go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. That's BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz to get that $500 welcome bonus. BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. BetUS Racing, the answer to your betting prayers.
Hopping from body to body until my spirit's path meets its end. And I'm called home to the source to sleep again. Till I'm needed once more to descend to the physical. To spread kindness to those whose hearts have grown cold.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Dustin Asshel was Watson top 10 this year. Yeah, I think by every measurable,
yeah,
anywhere between 5 and 8. Now, the difference between what Lamar Jackson was and what Patrick Mahomes was and those 5 to 8 guys is pretty substantial. But, yeah, I think he was safely in the 5-8 range, pretty much, by almost anything you look at. Somebody said, you haven't talked about Better Call Saul much. I think it's the worst season and hope something exciting happens soon.
I actually haven't watched last night's episode. I haven't been disappointed.
I haven't been disappointed. I think it's been, I thought it started slow. It picked up really well. I wasn't all that impressed with the last night's episode, but it wasn't bad. I mean, I didn't leave it thinking, eh. I did watch episode 1 of Westworld, which I said I was out after season 2, and then I saw the previews, and it looked really good. I would say that it is on double secret probation.
Okay. I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, a lot of people I thought, oh, it's so good. It was okay. I will watch one more, but I'm ready to Walking Dead that sucker. So if I don't like the next one, I'm out. So, but I kind of was interested because Aaron Paul's in it, and they said the previews look pretty good. But, yeah, I mean, it was okay. It didn't suck. And I am almost done with Hunters, which, boy, the deeper I get into that show, the better it gets. So I'll have
What's that on?
That's the about the Nazi hunters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's on Amazon. And I have been, like, again, first episode, I'm like, I don't know if this is for me. And then it got better and better and better. And I've got two episodes left, and I can't wait to get home and watch them. So that's kind of where I am on that. I think that's about all. I watched The Last Avenue 5 on HBO. If you're into comedies, that was pretty funny. And it's only 30 minutes. So I don't know what else is coming up, but that's I am getting dangerously low on binge-worthy shows at this point because I've had a lot of time during the day. And I'm not sure what's left that I haven't gotten to yet that I want to watch. So I'll probably write something later in the week, just some binge-worthy shows for people who are stuck at home. You know, kind of give you some different options depending on what you're into. So, because like I know you don't like science fiction, so you wouldn't like Altered Carbon, but we have a lot of listeners who probably would like it. And I do think because you like horror movies, I think you'd like Dracula.
Okay.
At least the first two episodes.
I'll try it.
Davila says Ozark. I think the new one's coming out. I'm not blown away by that show as other people are. I watch it. The characters don't interest me that much. I don't really feel like there's anybody worth rooting for. And for me, and I know it's different for everybody, I have to have a character somewhere in there that I care what happens to them. And if I don't, I'm not going to like your show.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. And most shows have characters like that. That's why I love Banshee so much. You cared about all of them.
Was the best.
Even the bad guys, because they weren't really bad guys. They were just really well-developed characters.
But also bad guys.
Well, you know, it depends on your definition of bad. You know, maybe, I mean, I thought most of them were just conflicted. They had good qualities about them, even if they were criminals. Dwayne Ash, you watch The Expanse, right? Man, I tried that because I've had about 10 people tell me how great it is, and I love sci-fi. And I got about halfway through episode 2, and I'm like, this is just bad. Now, I'm sure it gets better, but I kind of have a rule. I'll take one episode of suck, because almost every show has to have a setup.
Yeah.
And so I'll put up with one episode, but if I get halfway into the second episode and I haven't had that holy bleep moment yet, then I'm out. Now, sometimes I'll go back and give it another try, like I did Peaky Blinders, because that one, it really took 3 episodes. And once I got to the 3rd episode, I'm like, okay, I like this show. But, you know, and maybe I'll try it again because so many people have told me how good it is. But, yeah. So we said Justin Verlander had groin surgery. Yep, perfect timing.
Yeah, might as well.
So
get it together.
Yeah. 281 said, just picked up dinner to go from the local bar in Galveston County. Bartender said they expect to be closed any day. I did write and tip 50%. Yeah, that's what we did last night, man. And if you can, and you're still in a place where you can go, then tip a little extra if you go out.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a long run for a bunch of these people. Sorry if I missed this last year. Just moved back to Houston. Why are you out on Westworld? Because of all the confusing time jumps and hard to follow? Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah. That's why I got out. I watched half of season 2 and I was like, okay, it's
not
worth
it. Yeah, he said, I really like the mind bleep of everything and never knowing who is who.
I liked season 1. I fought hard to, you know, you didn't really like season 1. You thought it was too confusing.
No, I was okay with season 1. I wanted more robot sex.
Yeah. I got out season 2. It was just too much for me. It wasn't worth it.
No,
it wasn't worth the squeeze.
You shouldn't make people, listen, man, just tell a good story. That's it. It's that simple. Tell me a good story. Don't try to be cute. Don't try to go, all right, we're going to make it all make sense at the end, but you have to bear with us. I mean, I thought it was just, you know, sometimes people do art for art's sake, and I hate that. And I just thought it was crap. I thought the writing was terrible. I thought it was worse than True Detective season 2. That's how bad it was. And so I was completely out on it. And I started watching the previews for season 3, and I'm like, I'll give it one more chance. So, I mean, it is right on the cut line with me right now, though. So, somebody says, I'm sure you've seen Firefly, right? Yeah, Firefly is in my all-time top 5. I love that show.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say top 5. And it's not my kind of show, but it had one season.
It had 14 episodes in a movie. That's That's enough for me.
Okay.
So, but I love that show. I'll still go back and binge that thing. I think it's like 4th of July every year. They do it again on Sci-Fi Channel. It's either 4th of July or Christmas. I don't remember. But I always watch it again. So, can you give a PSA for delivery drivers? We're working right now and no one is tipping us anything and we're making literally no money.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, come on, guys. I mean, help out here. I mean, those are some of the few people who are actually out and able to work. I'll give them a tip. So, how great would life be if you have groin surgery and wake up to Kate Upton? I could skip the first part. Yeah, I'm... For Shoot Your Shot Week, I'm not going to shoot my shot on groin surgery. How's that? All right. We will be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day. Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I'm looking at Aaron's audio list. And the third one says, Michael Silver from NFL Network says Texans made the wrong move. Do we need him to tell us that? I think we kind of had that figured out on our own, buddy. Somebody says he can back that. Working at Domino's and every tip seems to be around $1.50. Usually it's like an average of $3.50 to $4. Let me be clear. If you can tip more, tip more. If you're hurting, do what you can. So it's because I know there's a lot of people that can't afford to tip much. Did you see the couple that left a $9,400 tip at Irma's? It's like the employees basically get $300 a piece from that. Because you got 30 employees.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's very cool. If you're in a position to do that, by all means. And if you're not, you know, just hang in there, man. We'll all get through this. Hopefully. That's the plan. Being Lion says, my wife is a nurse and I'm a teacher, so I'm lucky to be able to stay home with the kids. Lots of uncertainty with healthcare employees having stayed locked down. Thanks for keeping the show going. Hey, man, we're here. I know a lot of you guys are going to be stuck at home with the kids, too. That's got to drive you nuts after a while. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. So, we have a giveaway? I didn't even know we had a giveaway. This is what happens when I get here late. So, yeah, and apparently it clearly was the key because the wife went and picked up the vehicle and started up fine for her. So, hey, get ready to celebrate Houston at the UH home opener against Rice Thursday, September 3rd, 2020 at TDECU Stadium. At 6:37, caller 5 wins a pair of tickets to see the Cougs take on the Rice Owls. Cougars will play 6 home games this season inside TDECU Stadium, including 3 against teams that made a bowl game in 2019. There's even a chance to win UH season tickets by going to uhcougars.com/fbgive. Buy season tickets by calling 713-GO-COUGS or go to uhcougars.com/tickets. Season tickets start at only $125 each.
So hard times, hard times.
Yeah. So, Houston media critic says $300. I think that's what I said, right? $300 for each employee? Yeah. So, anyway.
Which, I mean, it's a few nights worth of tips, I'm guessing, if you work at a place like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but it's really nice and really generous, and it's very cool.
Yep.
So, 409 says, I work at a plant in Beaumont. They take our temp twice a day. If it's anything over 98.6, they send us home for 2 weeks paid. I'm putting the thermometer in my coffee in the morning.
For real.
Well, and look at the bright side. If you go home for 2 weeks, then you'll be fine, right? You really don't have to worry about it, theoretically. So, do you know anybody personally that's tested for this?
No.
Me either. And if you're out there and you're a blitzer, hit me up on the text line because I'm kind of curious if we knew you personally. But I don't know anybody who has. HCX said, just finished third season of Banshee. Can't wait to go on quarantine to binge the last season. That show was consistently good all the way through. And I thought it ended perfectly, although it ended with me wanting more.
Yeah.
And
well, that's better than going too long.
Let's be honest. By the end of Game of Thrones, we're all like, okay, I'm glad this is over. And there's a lot of shows like that. Even The Sopranos, like, man, I'm kind of glad it's over with at this point. Breaking Bad, I sort of felt the same way. But that one, I was like, oh, man, I could see a whole other season if they just do these guys. And there's a lot more storylines left there. Always leave them wanting more. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see that a bunch of people in India held a cow urine drinking party to prevent getting the virus?
Oh, that'll work.
Apparently, well, you know, cows are holy there, apparently. So around 200 people, part of the Akhil Bharat Hindu Mahasabha, or the All India Hindu Union, were seen at a party drinking cow urine. They consider the cow sacred and believe the urine has medicinal properties. However, just so you know, experts say there's no evidence that cow urine can prevent coronavirus or cure diseases like cancer, which apparently they also are using it for. So, yeah, they were spooning urine, hoping that they get the virus. I'd be curious if they have it now. So, ugh. Yeah, apparently there's no, and this goes for some of your religious people out there trying to sell crap too. So far, there's no known scientific cure. So stop selling silver, stop drinking cow urine, and just wait for them to come up with something.
You never know. I mean, yeah. Cow urine could be the solution.
Well, I don't know how many of those people actually got sick. So, another show I watched a few months ago that's worth checking out, if you like mafia stuff, is Bad Blood. It's got Kim Coates, who's really a terrific actor. Had him on the show a couple times now. But he plays a mobster in Montreal, and it's about the Montreal mob. The first year is really accurate historically. The second year is pure fiction, but they're both good. So we're checking out if you're looking for some mob stuff. Good thing the cow didn't turn out to be a bull. Kingpin 2.0. I don't think the urine matters. Whether it's bull urine or cow urine.
Yeah.
It's not like milking a bull like in Kingpin.
Oh, bad news.
Uh-oh.
The final domino has fallen. There was one state left with no coronavirus.
West Virginia? Almost heaven.
They got one.
Blue Ridge Mountains, coronavirus river.
You know who only has one still? These are the places that, I mean,
nobody wants to live.
Yeah, but North Dakota has one. Wyoming has three. Like, if you live in one of those states where there's no people, that's probably good.
Yeah, but Wyoming.
Alaska, only one.
Well, if you live in Wyoming, you're going to get murdered, though, because didn't you watch Longmire?
That was one county.
Yeah.
All the bad stuff happens in Absaroka
County,
one
everything.
County. Yeah.
Well, you're more likely to get murdered there than you are to get coronavirus.
And Washington no longer number one.
Oh,
for
really?
Cases. No.
Who passed them? New York?
New York.
Yeah. Well, now they're doing a shelter-in-place thing there, which, again, it's we talked about this last week with those subways and everything. There's no way to keep it from spreading. Yeah. Norman Chad tweeted this out about 10 minutes ago. My favorite first day that Tom Brady is not a Patriot stat. He could lose his next 283 starts and still have a better career record than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers franchise.
That's wild.
Well, it's also correlated, though, because if he were losing...
It's also entirely possible.
Well, yeah, but if he's losing them in Tampa, then Tampa's percentage is going to go down,
harder
too.
To catch, yeah.
So, oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Pat's in the 409. Perfect story while I cut into my steak. Oh. So, all right, let me ask you guys this. Is it irresponsible to have
yes
like a poker game for like six people at my house?
Yes.
if I'm I disinfect the chips and everything.
Yes.
Why is that irresponsible? It's less than 10. That's what Trump said.
Oh, well, now we're just going to assume that Trump knows everything?
Well, I've been kind of doing what he says all along. He's our president.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking at some point I'm going to get bored.
You probably are. Read a book.
I'm probably writing a book right now.
Actually. Okay, write a book.
Because you're asking for a friend, asking why do I not have a new book to read? I will. I'm actually working on. I've got like three things. I'm working on the sequel to Jesus, and I've kind of gotten into the idea. And this is like I've got all these other ones that are like really close to being done, but this is what happens. I find something that intrigues me, and so I kind of have started working on a series of detective novels based in Houston. Because I'm really into detective shows right now. And of course, there's always going to be some kind of supernatural thing to it. So I'm still tweaking the whole concept, but I've written a bunch on it. This would be a good time to release something, frankly, because I probably can't get an actual written book out, but I could probably get an audiobook done here in the next week. If you guys are interested in that, let me know. I just don't know what it would be yet. But I could definitely get you guys an audiobook to listen to. All right, we only have one segment left. Show flies by when you miss the first two. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And she'll be out there dancing while some stranger holds her tight. And I know I'll do something stupid.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. And it's Tuesday, so this is where we do a little Hey Man Bleep That. Anybody want to go first? I mean, I can go first. You guys.
No, go ahead.
I read something the other day from a Chronicle columnist who's not Jerome Solomon, about how, oh, the NFL's conducting business as usual, but it shouldn't be. And I read another column that made it, so, oh, it's a terrible look for these people to be signing million-dollar contracts when there's going to be a lot of people struggling. Well, first off, every year they sign million-dollar contracts and there's a lot of people struggling, so that's just dumb. Second off, it's not like they're gathering. You can do all this stuff over the phone, basically. So what's the problem? I mean, at least there's a little normalcy. You kind of know what your football team's going to look like. Now, if you're a Texans fan, you kind of wish they hadn't have done anything.
Yeah.
But why are people whining about business as usual? Are we supposed to just shut down everything? Hey, we're doing business as usual.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't like that,
so one of us gets sick.
Well, yeah, and then it'll be
then
one
we'll
of us
be
here.
Shut down.
Well, yeah, I guess if one of us gets sick, then basically we have to quarantine everybody, right?
Yeah,
that sucks. I could still just live here. Regardless, for those of you who are making an issue out of this, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Well, here's kind of the issue, and this will double as a retort to what you're saying and my hey, man, bleep that. Part of what's fueling the pandemic is stealth coronavirus cases. According to the New York Post, which I don't think is failing New York Post. It's New York Times is failing.
New York
right?
Times is failing. New York Post is hit and miss on their
okay.
reliability.
Is that according to you or the president?
No, that's according to most reasonable people.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Remember the New York Post, the one that did the picture of the kid at the bombing that was just a high school kid and claimed that was the terrorist. So just keep that in mind.
They're saying 86% of people infected are walking around undetected. 6 of every 7 cases were not reported in China before travel restrictions were implemented, driving the spread of the virus. It's the undocumented infections which are driving the spread of the outbreak, said Jeffrey Shaman of Columbia University. Using computer modeling, researchers tracked infections before and after Wuhan's travel ban. The findings indicate that these undocumented infections with no or mild symptoms, known as stealth cases, were behind 2/3 of the reported patients. So 6 out of 7 of you could possibly have the junk right now.
Or have already
and
had
not,
it.
And I've, not even know it. You could, yeah, and could have
and,
already
and
had
And you
it.
Know, that's the thing. That's what I was saying earlier in the show.
Or just think you've got a cold or something.
Right. And what's worse now, it's allergy season.
Yep.
So you might have allergies and think you have it, and you don't. So, I mean, it's, you know, without proper testing, there's no way of knowing. We really don't. I mean, that number feels high to me, but, I mean, would I be completely shocked? No.
To that, I say, hey, man. That.
So how was that going to be a retort to me saying the NFL?
Oh, it was more of a retort to, you know, business as usual. I'm saying like,
oh, okay, yeah. Well,
a lot of people are doing business as usual, not realizing that 6 out of 7 might have the Rona.
Yeah, well, the doing deals over the phone though, that's not.
Oh no, I don't. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Aaron.
Yeah. Well, before I get to mine with about having it, not knowing, apparently. From what I read and understood of Kevin Durant testing positive for it, he hasn't shown any symptoms anything.
Three
and
of
says
the four
he feels
nets.
100% fine.
Three of the four Nets
well,
that tested positive.
Idris Elba wasn't showing any signs either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although his wife was hanging out with him, and she hasn't even been tested. What a dummy.
But on the coronavirus trend, because that's what's popular, everybody knows you're not supposed to hang out with more than 10 people at a time, because once you hit 11, everybody dies. And, of course, spring breakers and everybody decided
Those
to
idiots.
Go to beaches in Florida and flock to the water because if you're in the water, you've got a better chance of getting eaten by a shark than getting coronavirus, right?
Yeah.
That's their solution for everything. I mean, only Florida is going to be the one. I haven't seen any reports from the Carolinas or Alabama or anything like that. Florida beaches are packed with people who are not worried about coronavirus because, well, you only live once. Hey, man, f*** that.
Oh, do we really care if Florida disappears, though? I mean, yeah, we'd lose Gym of the Day, pretty much. But otherwise, are we going to be missing anything?
Bye-bye, Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's true. So, one of the things that we didn't get to today, they've moved the Kentucky Derby to September, which is going to be really weird. There's talk of moving the Masters to October. So, if we really manage to get things going again here, which I think I wouldn't expect to see baseball before July 4th. I just don't see any way. I may be wrong about that. But for everybody who's really missing sports now, it's going to be like gluttony.
Yeah.
It's going to be overkill. There's going to be so much going on that we're not going to be paying attention to a lot of things. Because I guarantee you, when September gets here, I care about one thing. Well, two things. Pro football and college football.
Yep.
And everything else, meh.
Gotta fix it. Gotta fix it.
But, I mean, who knows? We may not be able to do it by then. And it's, you know, it'll be real interesting to see how things play out over the next few months. But, you know, hopefully this thing gets settled here quickly. But I think the people saying 2 weeks are being way too optimistic. I think 2 months is probably what it's going to be. And that may be optimistic. But... Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's a Buccaneer now, so I wonder how a Patriot fan feels about that. Maybe we'll ask a few tomorrow. Maybe some thought it was time to move on. Maybe some are like, oh no, can't lose Tom Brady. All right, well, another one in the books. We lived another day. Hopefully we'll make it to tomorrow. Okay, so I thought you went back up.
No.
Yeah.
I said 2, 90, now 60.
No, you didn't say 90. You said something else because then you went back up to 60. I was wondering, where's the music? That's okay. No worries. You can feel 60 seconds, no problem.
But I did see Patriot fans on Twitter this morning when he posted his goodbye bitching that why does everything happen to them?
Oh
what a tough one.
I wish I would have saved them because I went looking for him. I couldn't find him. I think they deleted him as soon as they started getting
Why does everything happen to us? It's wicked bad. All right. Good job, Aaron. Good job, Hoffman. I want to thank Barry for filling in the first 30 minutes. That was cool. And we'll do it again tomorrow. It'll be a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and we'll have lots of good odds for you. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.